The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, online porn is breeding a normalisation of violence against women. That's according to Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. And his comments come after the Garda received 1,600 domestic violence calls per week over the Christmas period. The normal average is about 1,200. I'm joined now by Aintu leader Pather Tobin. Pather, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you've quoted the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre before, and there is the Commissioner saying this uncontrolled porn is leading to more domestic violence.
Yep, Ireland is unfortunately becoming a more violent country. We know that domestic abuse cases are at a 50-year high currently. We know that rape has doubled over the last 10 years. Sexual abuse has doubled over the last 10 years. And we also know that there's been an increase on children sexually abusing children in this country. And, you know, for the last 5 years, I've been trying to raise this issue with ministers and with the government. And it's a source of deep frustration, and that really all we've had from the government of the last 5 years as, you know, them shrugging their shoulders on this particular issue. Internationally, you know, the English Children's Commissioner has shown that there's a strong link between hardcore pornography and violence and sexual assault and abuse. And other countries have started on the pathway of banning access by children to pornography. You know, even mainstream pornography has strangulation and degrading acts as part of their visuals. And children are now consuming content that would have been illegal to an adult just 25 years ago. And we're talking about children as young as 10 years old consuming this. I had a parent tell me that they looked over their tablets on the history of the searches, and you know, their 10-year-old was using the tablet, and in those searches were hardcore pornographic images and websites about Santa Claus. So, you know, we're at a very, very young age, unfortunately, giving content which is rewiring children's brains, which is, you know, giving them completely unreasonable expectations of themselves and others, and is leading them into what is kind of like a drug. There's a dopamine hit every time they use it, and they have to use it more often and more hardcore to actually keep that dopamine hit coming to them.
Now, Pather,
and as a result, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the evidence is there that hardcore pornography does lead to aberrant sexual behavior and ultimately to violence. Not in everyone who watches it, but that tendency will be there to normalize violence against women particularly. But what is to be done?
Okay, so first of all, the state recognizes that if you advertise junk food to children, that children will use more junk food. So what we do, we have to stop children consuming it. We have a law for alcohol, for example, which says that if a barman on an off-license sells a bottle of vodka to a child, that it's a crime, that it's illegal, and that they have a responsibility to check the age of the child. So we believe that, you know, if a commercial company is going to provide this material to a child, they have should have a legal responsibility to check the age. Now, for example, in this country currently, if an ISP, an internet service provider like AIR or Virgin Media, if they're providing websites to people so that they can consume copyright films, for example, those ISPs can be brought to court, and the judge can force them to take down the websites that are providing the copyright films for free. So for commercial reasons already in this country, we already have a system where ISPs are told to remove websites from the provision that they bring into people's homes. And we brought a bill in Aintu there about 4 years ago into the Dáil, which has a similar process, a process that actually, you know, is very careful. It allows companies to comply a number of times. But if a company doesn't put in a system where they can digitally certify the age of an individual, after a period of time, the ISP will be told to take down access to the Irish internet from that ISP, and so from that company. So the company has a choice to comply by the law and have access to the market here, or not to comply by the law and they were removed from the internet service provider.
Now, you'll have people who will wear a civil liberties badge and say, people over the age of 18, they can vote at 18, da-da-da, they should have access to anything as adults, they can make up their own minds. I'm not sure that that actually holds water 100%. I mean, there's got to be some limits to what people can actually put online, even for the availability to adults.
Yeah, so my first objective here is just to ban this for children. So as strange as it may seem, there are civil libertarians who believe that even children should have access. And there are those even within the academic scene in this country who believe that this material can have a benign influence in relation to children. So I think the government needs to act in relation to children first and foremost. And I think if we do that, you know, that will have an enormously positive impact in children's understanding of their sexuality and sexual behavior. And over time, there's no doubt longitudinal studies show that will reduce the level of sexual crime. But we do have to look at what's happening in relation to adults as well. And, you know, I mentioned earlier the fact that, you know, what happens oftentimes when people consume this material, it gives a dopamine hit in the similar fashion that alcohol or drugs would provide. And we need to use the evidence then to realize what we're going to do in terms of the law for adults. Other countries like Iceland have started to ban hardcore violent material, even to adults. And the reason that they've done that is to make sure that they reduce the level of gender-based violence against women.
Now, what about accessing the internet via, for example, Starlink? I mean, we can control the activities of the mobile phone providers, the Airs, the Threes, the Vodafones, and all the other shadow networks. We can control those. We can control Air and Virgin and others who provide internet terrestrially. But if you've got something up in the sky there and you're trying to tell Elon Musk, we don't want you to host any of these things, I mean, can we control that kind of access?
Yeah, oftentimes people say, well, listen, you know, they can find reasons or find areas that we can't necessarily control now. And they use that argument to say, well, we shouldn't do anything. Politics is often margins. You know, you bring about a law or a change in society that marginally benefits.
OK, the shorthand is perfection may be the enemy of.
Absolutely. So, you know, where we have the levers our ability, we should be pulling those levers now to make sure that we reduce the access of this material. The other issue that has to be raised here is the issue of smartphones for children. And, you know, there's a real growing awareness internationally that smartphones for children under the age of 16 is becoming a real problem for mental health, real problem in terms of hardcore pornography. And, you know, as a society, we really haven't grappled with that. Like, as far as we've got so far is mobile phone pouches for schools. But we do need to get to a situation where actually children of a certain age don't have access to smartphones. Because when you give a smartphone to a child, in the vast majority of cases, you're giving them the access to every single material that's on the internet. And, you know, that is having a significant impact on our children and will cause some problems in the future.
Well, a very interesting comment from a Garda. He says, I work in protective services in the Garda. I'm firmly of the view, as are all of my colleagues in this area, that there's a lack of engagement and understanding of parents when it comes to the ease of access to pornography and the damage it's doing to children. A message to all parents, your children have access to pornography of varying degrees of depravity at exceptionally early ages, either through neglectful parenting or their peers, and it is doing incredible damage. So we need to act, and we need to act soon. Pather, thank you very much for joining us. That's Pather Tobin, who's the leader of Aintu.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.